Monday. Good Monday afternoon slash evening. Ray Brewer, Case Kiefer, LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk right here on 91.5 KUNV. You might be listening on the Sun website where it's our Prep Sports Now podcast. Usually, Case and I on the podcast, we're telling you who's going to win, who's going to lose, why they're going to win, why they're going to lose. Today, just getting caught up, folks, because a lot has been happening out there on the prep sports scene. Obviously, it's the summer, no games being played, but still plenty of news. I don't want to get off topic because we have a tradition of doing that, Case, but I got to tell you one thing before we start. Scoreboard, baby. You know what I'm talking about, huh?
Tito Ortiz, Tito. UFC 132. I almost forgot because we haven't had a show in 2 weeks. But yeah, Ray Brewer picked the 5-1 underdog or 4-1 underdog, Tito Ortiz, and he won in dominant fashion. In 2 minutes, submitted
the haymaker,
Ryan Bader.
The haymaker, baby. Had $7 on that. Picked up a cool 35.
Wow. What'd you spend that on?
I probably reinvested it in some kind of -2.5 baseball parlay. But nonetheless.
That failed.
That probably did fail. But for one moment there on Saturday night, the whole, you know, arena was shocked except one person. Ray Tito Ortiz.
There you go. I guess I don't have much to say. You were right.
Just like that all high school season. I tell you who's going to win. You know?
Oh, wait. Now, since you got to talk a little trash, I should. I think I won the football and basketball records last year. I got to kind of enjoy while I can because we're about to start football season here in the next month. So, of course, we give our picks every week. I won football and basketball last year, so you've got some catching up to do.
You do.
Even while you show up your Chaparral hat.
Do I get a mulligan because I picked Chaparral like 8 out of 10 weeks last year?
You kind of backed off of Chaparral.
I did.
But this year they're back, right?
To Ray Williams. Ooh, throw him the rock, baby. He's going to be here. I guarantee you, he's going to be right here at UNLV next year making plays. That kid is a legit playmaker from Chaparral. Number one in your program, folks. But anyways, I wanted to talk about Shabazz because everybody's talking about Shabazz. Shabazz Muhammad, the Bishop Gorman swing man, 6'6", number one recruit according to Rivals.com. It came out last week. It's the middle of the AAU season, and with his Dream Vision All-Star team, he's out there dominating. He put 40 up at a tournament in Kentucky, and I guess the guy's the real deal. I mean, you and I have seen him. Do you think he compares? I mean, you went to Kansas. You've seen the McDonald's All-Americans come through. Is this guy as good as advertised or as good as some of the guys you've seen at KU?
I would say definitely he's that good. For a high schooler, best high schooler I've seen, I will say I was a little surprised he got to number one. I guess I shouldn't be, but I guess he had been at number three for, the last couple years, and I just figured he'd stay there. He didn't really have a great ending to the season last year, of course, but, you know, he's number one. I haven't seen any of the other guys, so I can't speak if he's better than them or not, but this kid is just a once in a, you know, I don't like the word once in a lifetime because that's not really true, but for Las Vegas, maybe he is a once in a lifetime talent. I mean, I can't imagine there's going to be a long time before there's a player as talented as him that's here. Should be fun when basketball season gets underway for Shabazz Muhammad. Already having a great summer, like you said.
I mean, he's the best high school basketball player ever in Las Vegas. Is that what we're saying?
Well, I'm asking you because I wasn't here, obviously. Back when you were growing up, maybe in the 90s, that there were some other guys. But as far as I can tell from guys that I know that came out of here in the last 10 years, I mean, Shabazz is by far... I mean, it's not even close. It's not even comparable. I think he's the best.
Okay, the kid's great. He's got a million scholarship offers. He could go wherever he wants. Kentucky, Kansas, Duke.
Morehead State.
Carolina, Morehead State. UNLV, apparently. The thing I do like is whenever he talks to people, they're like, well, who are you interested in? He always mentions UNLV. Now, I mean, you got to give him a little – I mean, sure, he might not end up picking UNLV. He'll surely pull a Corey Joseph, you know, the Finley guy. 2 years ago had Texas, Villanova, whoever else, and UNLV was like his fifth team until the end. And UNLV knew he wasn't coming, but they kind of had to keep a spot. He'll probably end up doing that, but I like how he's mentioning it. And listen, the kid scores. He's a scorer. He gets to the line a lot. I know he takes a lot of shots, like all scorers do, but he gets to the line. He finds a way to do it. I don't know. All I know is my lasting impression of the kid is 9 points and a mental breakdown against Bishop Mignogue in the biggest upset in Nevada history. We all agree. State semifinals. Somehow Gorman lost to Mignogue. And that's my lasting impression. And I can't get that out of my head. Roy Williams was courtside. Roy Williams left at halftime.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I mean, I can't get that out of my head either. That was, I've said it many times, the biggest upset I've ever covered, and I don't think it's going to change anytime soon. But look, I think that this Gorman team next year, all those guys are back, which is just insane. I think it's going to make next year just kind of unbelievable for them. I think that they're really going to come in focused. They're going to win every game. This is what I compare it to, and I know this might be going a little far, and you'll probably laugh at me. When I compare it to LeBron James when he was in high school, his team dominated everyone. I think they lost two games the whole time they were there, including his junior year in the semifinals of the state tournament. They got shocked by some team that had a bunch of seniors from, you know, somewhere else in Ohio. They went on to win the state championship. Well, the next year, LeBron came back really focused. They had two other great guys on that team whose names I don't know off the top of my head. They went and won the state championship their senior year, just killed everyone, one of the best teams in the country. I really think that's what you're going to see from Gorman next year in basketball.
So you're comparing Shabazz to LeBron?
Not really. I'm more comparing Bishop Gorman's team. Well, kind of. I'm comparing Bishop Gorman's team to St. Vincent St. Mary's. But you can make that comparison because, what, LeBron was easily the top high school player in the country that year. Who's the top high school player in the country next year? Shabazz Muhammad.
And those two other guys you can't remember, would they be comparable to Roscoe and Ben, who you could make an argument, even though they're great players, that their stock is high because everybody's there always to watch Shabazz, and they just happen to see Roscoe Allen and Ben Carter.
Yeah, see, look, we're making a run with this. Two great teams. I think that they've gone kind of the same way. Won a state championship their sophomore year. I think they're easily going to win a state championship their senior year, and they're going to be motivated all year by knowing what happened in the junior year. Look, it's hard for me to say exactly what went wrong with Gorman this year. I wasn't around, but those guys know. Those guys know what went wrong. They know if something was wrong with their mindset, their preparation, and they're not going to forget that. They know how bad it hurt to lose in that game, and it's not going to happen again this year.
And I'll tell you what went wrong in that game. I was in the armpit of Nevada this weekend.
Reno,
armpit. It's by far, folks, the worst town in Nevada. I could tell you stories about the ignorance of Reno people. It drives me crazy, that place. We could talk forever. But
so it was even better for you to see Ryan Bader get knocked out.
Yes,
Reno native.
Yes, Tito. But what I'm saying is that I talked to one of the coaches, like an assistant coach from Minogue this weekend, and it was like their state championship, obviously beating Gorman. But he was like, "Yeah, you know, we saw on film that, you know, we could exploit Gorman's weaknesses, and we got into Shabazz's head, and you know, Shabazz was a mental breakdown." Claims it on tape. Shabazz wasn't even in the huddle when they were drawing up the last play of the game. And then when you see the ball go into him, he kind of broke the wrong way and whatever. One thing leads to another, and Mignogue pulls up the upset of the century. But anything could happen in high school sports.
Yeah, I mean, anything can. I guess you're right. I would have.
Like Tito beats Bader. Anything could happen on any given
and
day.
And I said Bader knocked out. He didn't knock him out. He got submitted. Ryan Bader got submitted, so sorry I messed that up. But yeah, you're right. Anything can happen. I might have argued against you last year because it was kind of boring how Gorman just ran over everyone, and you thought it was a foregone conclusion that they would win. But they didn't, and Gorman's dominance in high school sports all of last year was kind of downplayed. I think didn't they only win two state championships, which compared to the first couple years I've been here, there was a whole lot more.
Well, that's true, but football's the only sport that matters, right?
Well, I mean, we covered basketball as crazy as we did football, so
I don't
think you can downplay basketball. I don't think I'm going to downplay what Canyon Springs did in basketball last year.
Yeah, you're right. But what I'm saying is that some people say football's the only thing that matters, and Gorman was so dominant in football, and they're so loaded and lined up for the next 25 years. There's kids that aren't even born yet that are committed to go to Gorman who, you know, probably run 4.440s and bench press a Buick truck. You know, and so Cannon up. Do you think Bishop Mignogue football or a team like could play its best game? I mean, Bishop Mignogue beating Gorman in basketball would be like who beating Gorman in football?
I mean, I don't even know.
Durango?
Durango. Yeah, maybe. Maybe right? A team kind of that
senior,
middle.
Like last year, a senior heavy team.
Yeah, maybe one of those middle of the road teams. I would say maybe a team I would think of that I think that you could compare to Bishop Minogue from last year would be Foothill. All those seniors on that team, none of these kids really had a future beyond the Falcons. Maybe if they just played the perfect game and somehow found a way to slow Shaq Powell and
we
in the Gales.
The Foothill Falcons.
Yeah, I kind of feel like Foothill was the Bishop Minogue equivalent in football.
So Palo would be like C Springs then?
Yeah, Palo would definitely. I mean, Palo's definitely the C Springs. You talk about in basketball, it was C Springs Gorman. In football, it was Palo Gorman, right? And yeah. Palo had a lead for a little bit.
What do you? I still wish. I feel we got robbed, and I know it happened in February. We couldn't get that Canyon Springs Gorman basketball game. I mean, that's the only game I wanted to see all year. I feel cheated. Because I really think Canyon Springs would have given them a run for their money.
I think it depends what Gorman showed up. I know that I ruffled some feathers when I said Gorman should be like a 15-point favorite in that game last year. And turns out Gorman didn't even make the state finals. But, I mean, Canyon Springs at their best should have given Gorman a good game. If they play kind of how they did sometimes down the stretch last year, it wouldn't have been great. I mean, they barely beat Foothill, I think, in the state tournament.
Sierra, a miracle. They needed a miracle to beat Foothill.
Sierra Vista, who Gorman dominated all three times, or maybe not dominated, it was close two of the three, you could say, but Sierra Vista basically had them beat and kind of collapsed in the second half. I think for everything that happened in high school basketball last year, I keep going back to Sierra Vista. How much pain do those guys still have to be in, knowing that if they just hold on, make a couple free throws, make a couple layups, they're probably state champions right now.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Yeah, it's. I mean, that,
a
that
one,
shows
a
you that.
A one-team championship.
Yeah, the craziness of sports. There you go.
Well, you're listening to LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk on KUNV, also the Sun's Prep Sports Now podcast, something Case and I do every week during football and basketball season. And sometimes we're funny, sometimes we're not. Oftentimes we're wrong, sometimes we're right. But the bottom line is that there's some great players here in Vegas. And if you look at that Rivals 150 list that came out, there was, what, five or six Vegas guys? Anthony Bennett of Findlay goes from the mid-20s all the way up to seven. And I'm thinking earlier, I profiled the kid last December, Case, when Findlay played Bishop Minogue at South Point. And I'm thinking, boy, this Bennett kid, he's built like a – he's big. He's built like a truck. He's like 6'8", 240, runs real well, has soft hands, but he was banged up with a leg problem. And I'm thinking maybe this kid flies under the radar. UNLV was on him. He knew he liked UNLV. I'm thinking maybe UNLV sweeps up and gets this kid. Now all of a sudden he's exploded on the AAU scene, and it's like, can't pick where you got to go to school.
Yeah, I think now with his rising stock, he can go anywhere he wants. Obviously have no insight on where he's leaning, but I got to think every school in the country is looking at him now. That's kind of the procedure once you get in the top 25. So, I mean, I think UNLV still has a chance at some of these guys, and I think these guys are going to keep UNLV on their list until the end because they kind of feel like it's the right thing to do. But
it's like the right thing to do. What is this like? Are you breaking up with a girl? But
well, I think
because her mom made
right
you cookies,
to
you got to hang out with her until prom?
I mean, I'm not necessarily saying it's the right thing to do. I just kind of feel like it is. I feel like there is no way before he makes his decision, Shabazz's UNLV is out of it. Because he lives here, it's kind of like his fallback school. Maybe if something goes wrong and he decides he wants to stay at home, he would go there. I don't think he wants to break everyone in Las Vegas's heart. But that being said, I don't think he's going to go there. But I think it's going to be in the Final Five, and I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case with Bennett either.
They'll both trip to UNLV. What I'm thinking as a UNLV grad is, wouldn't it be great if like Shabazz fell head over heels in love with some girl and wanted to stay in town?
So what, are you advocating that
I'm saying,
someone set that up?
I'm saying all these people that have designed like stay at Vegas Twitter accounts for Shabazz should try to, you know, start finding some long walks in the park and find him somebody to hang out with.
Good luck. I think there's plenty of girls in Kentucky and North Carolina and wherever else you might want to go to. But hey, maybe you're on to something.
He could be in this city if he stayed here, and if he's as good as advertised and UNLV did as he'd be like up there with Agassi and Maddox in this town, right?
True.
Wouldn't that be appealing?
Well, I mean, Maddox, in my heart, is head and shoulders above everyone else. But
that one
lifelong
World Series
Braves fan. But yeah. But there you go. I mean, I definitely think so. I think that, you know, for this decade, the last 10 years or so, he would be, depending on how they do, very high. But then you're also setting yourself up for failure. What if they have a great year? You know he's only going to be there 1 year. What if then they get upset in the first round of the NCAA tournament? Does that kind of downplay what he's done?
Well, you don't know what the new agreement might be. I think it might be 2 years, the NBA agreement.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
So maybe he gets 2 years.
But then maybe he goes straight to the NBA.
Well, that's true, too.
So, I mean, a lot of uncertainty. But bottom line, Shabazz Muhammad is, you should enjoy a senior year when it comes around. When does basketball season start? December?
Thanksgiving weekend. Yeah,
Thanksgiving weekend. It's going to be something to enjoy because it's not every day that you have the best high school player in town, in the country, in your own town. So should be fun to watch Shabazz and see him put up, you know, 30 points a game on these poor teams like
Pahrump.
Yeah, Pahrump Valley and Bonanza and
Clark.
Yeah, Clark. All these teams that they're going to run out there.
Could you imagine
and have
being
no
the
chance.
Kid? Hey, Johnson, go check 15. Yeah. You know, like. You want me to go mark him, coach? I'm on it. But in all honesty, I'd want that assignment because you D him up. You know, maybe Roy Williams is in the crowd and says, hey, I like this kid.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know if Roy Williams is going to be
maybe Bill Self's in the crowd, kids. Rock Jock Jayhawk, right?
Yeah, maybe. The thing is, I'd say I hear all these – I'm a Kansas graduate. I hear all these Kansas fans thinking that they have a shot at Shabazz, and maybe they do. But I don't know. It seems like you see Roy and some of the Duke guys, maybe even Kentucky, around a little bit more than Kansas. So I really have no idea, but I'm not holding my breath on Shabazz going to KU. I'll say that.
We're probably talking a little bit too long on this LasVegasSun.com sports talk about Shabazz, but I will tell you this. If he goes to Duke over UNLV, oh, my God. His parents might as well just move. Might as well pack up the boxes and leave. Right? Would you agree? I mean,
I'd
going to Duke?
I guess I agree, but not really. I don't like Duke.
I don't like
Duke. I don't
Duke
like
either.
That everywhere you go, everyone just has this huge grudge against Duke and considers them just such a huge rival. I don't get it. It was 20 years ago. Let's move on.
It was 20 years ago.
Everyone at Kansas hates Duke, too, and they have no real reason. So I think everywhere you go, the last two places I've lived, everyone hates Duke. I don't like Duke. I'm not going to wear a Blue Devils hat to the...
But, I mean, you could see why people in Las Vegas hate Duke, though, right?
I guess, but I think it's time to move on.
What do you mean?
It's time to move on at some point.
Listen, the only thing this town has is 1991. Our town stopped in 91. UNLV loses to Duke 79-77 in the Final Four. The town died athletically. It has been dead. Case since 91.
I think it's time to move. I mean, what do you hold this big a grudge against? Who they lose to in the Sweet 16? Oregon a few years ago? You hold this, or whoever they lost to?
Who cares? I'm Kevin telling Cooper you right team? Now, the Sweet 16 once every 20 years, maybe. But when they lost in 91, it was like a powerhouse dynasty basketball team that was taken from this city by the NCAA or by whomever you want
to
blame.
So hate the NCAA.
Losing to Duke was the end of it, dude. That was the last game. That was like the end of it. And so I think all Vegas people have to be aware of our history, where we've come from.
I definitely think you need to know what happened, but I think you pointed out greatly, hate the NCAA for what happened. Don't hate Duke. That was a great team. Not as good as UNLV, but they were better that night.
It'd be like if Big Poppy all of a sudden decided, you know, he's a free agent after this year. I'm going to go play for the Yankees. I can't even use that as a comparison.
Well, Johnny Damon did that. And it was...
Well, yeah. I'm just saying that the thing is...
Bottom line is you hope he doesn't go to Duke. But I got to say, who's Krzyzewski's number one assistant guy that could have a head coach if he want? Sorry, you can tell we're not in basketball season.
Wojciechowski.
Yeah, okay. If Green was here, he would know. That's who it is. That's what I'm talking about. I see him. I've seen him at Gorman practices and games. Maybe more than anyone. So I just think that Duke has a chance.
Duke has a chance. I think that if you want top five, you go Duke, Carolina, Kentucky, KU, and Vegas, UNLV.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. And I think if I was
despite
going to bet on it, I would take one of the top three names.
Despite a report, I think that UCLA was a favorite.
Yeah, I don't know where that's coming from, but everyone keeps talking about UCLA. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
And totally contradicting myself, but Coach K is such a nice man. Duke coach, right?
Right.
I mean, he comes out here for Team USA. He's great with the media. you know.
That's another reason why I don't like the Duke hate. It's because I've always kind of got a good vibe from Coach K, and then I was around him a little bit last year for that Team USA thing. I was on the cover of ESPN.com standing next to Coach K. Somehow they just caught that picture.
Yes.
Side note, but I've always kind of liked him. I think he's a good guy. So, yeah, I'm just not down with all the Duke just hatred.
Apparently, according to a report, Shabazz's first trip's going to be to Kentucky. Now, I don't know if that's a reason to celebrate or not, because wherever you go first, isn't it best to get that last trip?
I think so. I think it is best to get the last trip, even if maybe you don't. I think a lot of guys might make their first trip, and this is just from covering recruiting for a few years in Kansas. They make their first trip thinking that that's the leader, but then by the time you get to the end of the process, it's not as fresh in your mind, and you end up going somewhere else. Kentucky's one place you don't want him to end up at Duke. I kind of don't want him to end up at Kentucky. I'm kind of like, make your own path. All these one-and-dones are going to Calipari, going to Kentucky.
Well, wouldn't you look at the success he's had? John Wall.
Yeah, he's had success with players, but you're not going to have success as a team. You're going to make maybe an Elite Eight or Final Four run and get ousted, and then all those wins are going to be taken away a few years later. I just don't want him to wind up at Kentucky. I don't know, from watching him, I'll be fine with any of the other four spots.
What's the song the kids are singing now? It's about the paper. Have you heard that song? The paper.
I don't know about that one, but it sounds
the
like
something with the paper. It's all about the paper, baby. Coach Calipari is going to get you ready to go to the league, and he's okay with being one and done. He's built his Rose, Evans, Wall. It's his franchise.
That's true, but I would just say make your own path. Prove that you can
be
a great one and done without going to Kentucky. Yes, yeah, so go to UNLV over Kentucky. I agree. That'd be great.
Why the hate for Kentucky?
I don't have hate for Kentucky. I actually like Coach Cal, too. I think that he takes a little unnecessary hit. I just feel like guys are following other guys too easily now. You see him get all the top one and done recruits because they see these other guys have great success. Why not try to go somewhere else like a UNLV?
Well, would you go to Texas? I mean, Finley's Avery Bradley, one and done, followed by Tristan Thompson and Corey Joseph of Finley, one and done, all first-round draft picks.
Yeah, but Texas is just – I'd go to Kentucky before Texas. At least Kentucky, you're going to be on a good team. Texas, you're going to get off to a great start, drop some games, and never make the Sweet 16. I at least want to be on a winning team with a decent coach. Let's just say – some decisions I've seen Rick Barnes make from covering the Big 12. He's pretty low, in my opinion, as far as a game planning coach in Division I college basketball.
Well, I wouldn't want to go to Texas because if I'm like Shabazz Muhammad, I'm the man, why am I going to go to a football school? Like, you're overshadowed. Texas is, playing into the first, second week of January. You know, your season, you're in league play, probably, your fate's already decided in Hoop and nobody cares about it.
Yeah, and they never sell out that arena. I think they sold it out like twice while I was in Big 12 country, and both times it's when KU came there and they were two top 10 teams. So that's the only time they ever sell out. They never sell out that arena. It's not a good atmosphere. If I'm a top basketball recruit, Texas is out. I kind of understand the other five, though.
I'm KU'd out. I think people at home don't realize how KU my life is at work. I turn one way, KU. I turn another way, KU. I go into my boss's office, KU.
Well, when's the last time
KU?
This is the sell that you make to KU. When's the last time KU didn't sell out a basketball game? It's been like 6 or 7 years.
What else is there to do in Lawrence?
There's a lot more than you expect to do. A lot more than there is to do in Lexington, I think, personally.
Well,
and probably Durham, too.
But what about Vegas?
Yeah, okay, Vegas is as far as
your favorite city in the world.
Lifestyle things to do of these five final schools we're talking about, Vegas would be one, but I think I would make an argument Lawrence is probably two. Maybe Chapel Hill, I've never been there. Maybe it's two, but it's definitely Lawrence is definitely above average as far as college towns, I would say.
All right, well, maybe I'm missing out. I mean, Vegas
isn't
a college town in my opinion. I mean,
but, okay, I shouldn't have said college town. I should have said towns with a major college in it.
Well, I don't know. It's a good spot to be in if you're the kid. That's all I got to say. LasVegasSun.com, Sports Talk, Case Kiefer, Ray Brewer, also our Prep Sports Now podcast on the website, LasVegasSun.com. And Case, brother, I am fired up, dude. About, we're getting close to football season. It's what I like, high school football. And I'm on the phone today trying to, figure out who's going to be good and what players are going to be good. And I'm fired up. I got the Chaparral cowboy hat, orange and black for life, baby. And, you know, you just, we had so much fun last year. Liberty shocked us a little bit, right?
I wouldn't say shocked. I think I picked them to win the division, but
that's how you beat
me.
Is Liberty's luck translated into you beating me?
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, should be fun. A lot of teams, a lot of questions. Should be good to see how does Liberty rebound. They lost some guys. They still have some guys back. How do you think they're going to be this year?
They lost Sam Tai, and they've got a few replacements at defense whose names I probably wouldn't be able to say. Jared Tuilago.
Yeah, P.J. Tao.
P.J. Tao is a beast, and they've got another player whose name escapes me at the moment. So I think they're going to be okay. The thing with Liberty is they're going to line up, and they're going to run the ball at you. That simple. They're going to try to beat you up front, in the hedges, with the hogs, baby. And that formula worked because there's not a lot of high school football teams that are tough, mentally and physically tough. And I think Liberty mentally beat people last year, in my opinion.
I think they are physically tough, too. And while we're on the tough little thing, mentally and physically tough team that I am really looking out for this year that I think is going to break out. And I know you actually agree with me on this one, so it's not going to be too much fun to listen to. But I love Canyon Springs this year. I think they're going to win the Northeast. Uh-oh, you're gritting your teeth looking like they're not going to. I really like Canyon Springs. I think that they've got so much speed. They don't make mistakes. And I think they're going to make a run.
Yeah, and I like Canyon Springs, too. I think they're going to make a run. Everybody's writing Vegas off because they don't have as much talent as years past, even though they got Henderson and Victor one more year. I'm just worried about Canyon Springs up front. Do they have the big hunking linemen to fight? They play Palo first game. We'll find out.
They're going to lose the game to Palo, but I still wouldn't write him off to win the Sunrise.
But
in my opinion.
Are you demoralized and humiliated? You lose to Palo, you realize we got no chance. Palo hangs with Gorman for one half.
I think
they dominate Canyon Springs. Canyon Springs, like, well, if we can't beat Palo, we can't do it.
I think every team in Las Vegas should just try to win their division, try to get as far as they can, but know that they're not going to win the state championship, in my opinion, because I know that's a jaded way to look at it, but come on, that's the reality. No one's beating Bishop Gorman this
year.
Well,
see, if Minogue had that attitude, you wouldn't have been treated
to
that upset special.
I made a fool of myself last year because I said all year that Palo would beat Gorman, because I wanted some hope that we'd have some parity in football. This year, I'm just wiping it away. Gorman's going to win every game.
They were with him neck and neck in the first half. And if it wasn't for like a miracle Hail Mary, they would have been up at halftime.
Yeah.
Paolo could have beat Gorman last year.
Yeah, and then what happened in the second half?
And
Gorman is 100 times better.
I'll tell you this right now. Gorman, you're right, has more talent than Paolo. But I tell you, Paolo has more speed than Gorman. Mark it down. Maybe track speed doesn't account for anything. Maybe, you know, Paolo's offensive scheme can't get past Gorman. Whatever it is, mark it down. I think Paolo is faster than Gorman. You can't have – if you're going to be the best, you got to beat the best.
Shaq Powell has something to say about that, and I'm going to make this one thing clear. Gorman wins every game by at least 20 points and probably an average about 38 points.
Even the out-of-state games?
No. This is just Nevada, Nevada.
Oh, shoot. Make it 30, Case.
Well,
I mean,
you're the one making a you're the one saying that they're gonna be the Palo's gonna be competitive with them.
Well,
Gorman wins every game by at least 20.
Palo's gonna be competitive. You're right, and maybe in the playoffs, some other teams will be competitive too. Either way, we'll talk about this later this summer, Case. Definitely when the fall starts, get us fired up. LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk right here on 91.5 KUNV. Also on the Las Vegas Sun website. For Case Kiefer, I'm Ray Brewer. Talk to you next week, guys. And whatever comes our way. Yeah.